previously on Algoa FM.
We have not one, but two legends of football in the studio. You know when you've got that feeling when you are close to greatness? Well, we've got that feeling today because not only are they here, but also the MTNA trophy is like, I mean, within a meter of the trophy as well. It is absolutely brilliant to have you guys in the studio. We also have Bongani Ntshilinga from MTN. We're going to be chatting to him in a moment. But Nathan Paulson, nice to have you in the studio. You're a previous winner of this exact trophy.
Yes. Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon to all the listeners out there. I actually won this trophy in this very city in 2015. It feels like a homecoming.
It's goosebump stuff. I tell you, we feel like we've got 1% shares. You know what I mean? In your success, but then making it difficult for many of the other teams, including yours. We'll get into it. And Jabulo Mangana as well is here. You've also won this trophy.
Yeah. Good afternoon to the listeners at home. Yeah.
Sure.
I won it with Colin Arrows. I won it with style.
I do believe there is a little bit of personal history going on here, but fortunately, there was that one match involving the six goals when fortunately Nathan was not involved on that day.
Yes. Fortunate for you know, Inja Bulo and his teammates, and unfortunate for my you know, former club. I was in Sweden at that time, but look, it's a record. It's the highest, you know, scoring final. Inja Bulo scored a wonderful goal. You know, as much as I hated watching the game, I have to give him his roses, you know. He scored a wonderful goal.
The spirit of teamwork, I absolutely love it. Bongani, tell us about the venues. I believe it's finally been settled. What's the news?
Yeah, the venue's finally been settled. There's been a lot of talk about where the final is going to be, and this afternoon we found out through the Premier Soccer League official announcement that the MTN8 final on the 5th of October this year will take place at Moses Mabhida Stadium in KwaZulu-Natal.
Oh, there's going to be a clash of fans there as well. Who do we reckon is in the running here? I don't know who to ask this question because there's going to be varying opinions here.
Yeah, no, look, I think there'll be a split on this, you know. But I'm saying that there's a record to be broken, easy to be made. Yep. Orlando Pirates is on course for the sixth MTN8 trophy. So the heart says go with Stellenbosch, but you know, I was a striker, and I love to see, you know, history being made. So Orlando Pirates are easily the favorites. Yeah,
sure.
So let's wait and see. You know, so I'm going to sit on the fence. I'll leave Injabulo to, you know, give his view on that.
Are you going to pick a side here?
No, actually, Orlando Pirates will take this one because
the confidence of the guy.
Yeah, the defending champions at the moment. They know.
Sure.
So I think we're going to have an exciting game on Saturday, and Stellenbosch, those boys are playing well.
Yeah.
And Paris, we're going to take it.
Listen, I just want that confidence. You know what I mean? Now you see why there's all these goals going in. You know what I mean? It's this confidence. Let's talk about MTN8, some of the great moments that you remember from MTN8 before. What sticks in your mind? I mean, obviously the records stand out.
I think to be honest, MTN has done amazingly well. You know, I think they in the 16th year of the MTN8. They've been in South African football for, you know, 26 years. Yes, so that just shows that they get to some game. They understand that South Africans love football.
Yeah.
And what they've done with the various initiatives throughout the MTN8 tournament, like the goals for charity, where every goal that is scored in this tournament gets a 20,000 rand per goal. So you know, thus far we've had 13 goals scored. So if you do that math, if I'm right, it's 260,000, and it will go towards a charity, and that's amazing. And then as well for the fans, there's the last fan I'm standing, where one lucky fan can win 1 million rand, and they have actually extended the pool this season, where in previous years it was, you know, a final four. Now they have extended it to, you know, 32 fans. So all you have to do as a fan, if you're out there and you really want to change you and your family's life, you just have to, you know, grab your phone, dial *144*8#, opt in and recharge with 10 rand, and you stand a chance of being a finalist, you know, then what will happen on the day of the final? You'll get, you know, accommodated at the final. You'll have that experience, and then at halftime, one lucky fan has the opportunity to walk away R1 million to the good, you know. And then I've spoken to two guys who have won this, and I can tell you, you know, as a football player and as a football person, you know, you talk about a bond and you talk about a car installment. When one guy shared that, guys, after I'd won this from MTN, you know, I no longer talk about a bond. I no longer talk about a car installment. And that, those are huge expenses, and all thanks to MTN. You know, fans have an opportunity. I mean, if I'd known this when I was playing football, I think I would have stayed in the stands and pushed it on.
Harder for Njabulo. You know, but, I want to ask you that question though. What is it that fans can do? So I mean, you know, the experience of standing there on the pitch, you're playing, you're ready. Obviously, there's some golden moments that stand out in terms of opportunities playing. But as a player, when is it? What are the fans doing when you're looking around going, yes, this is giving me some juice here? What can they do to really, like, just send their energy to you?
No, the fact they must come in numbers in the field, I think, on Saturday, and they must support their team. Like Orlando Pirates, the big club ever. I know we have a Kaizer Chiefs fan here, but it's fine. I think we're going to have an excited moment on Saturday. And we also we got the last journalist standing. And it's up to you. You go to on quiz. So they're asking questions. You answer it. You got the 80,000. And I think we are Father Christmas. We bring Christmas early.
Well, you certainly brought this beautiful trophy to the studio and all your great energy. Thank you so much. And final question for Bongani. This is obviously not the end of the road for you guys in terms of making sure this keeps going.
No, definitely not. Not the end of the road. I think we are in Kabeja right now. You know, we want to make sure that people have access to this trophy, have access to the legends. We will be traveling tomorrow to East London. Where we will have, once again, you know, visiting some media houses as well as activations with our regional office. And we'll spend time, you know, in East London over the next 3 days. There's a tournament that we are going to be activating at and making sure that, you know, ultimately, to what the guy said, ours is to ensure that we enable that access that transforms people's lives. And that's really what we want to do when we're in this tour.
Where can we follow this?
You can follow it on our MTN ZA social media pages across Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter.
Thank you so much, Bongani Ntshilika from MTN. And then the legends, Nathan Paulson, Jabulo Mankana. Thank you so much, guys. All the best for the matches that are coming.
Thanks a lot.
And for the tour, most of all. We look forward to meeting you in person, especially the folks in East London. You heard it. You get there. You get to see the trophy. You're not allowed to touch it, though. Yep. There's special gloves that go with it. We'll be taking photos. Check them out on Algoa FM socials. And make sure you get to meet the legends yourself. They're coming.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.